Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
G'day guys, welcome back to 24 Hours in Rugby League. All your news from the last 24 hours isn't a heap dooming. Sammy Verrills is probably the headline act here. He, of course, has been suspended for 2 games, so he will be missing for the Roosters this weekend in their sudden death semi-final against the Manly Seagulls. We dropped a podcast yesterday talking about how they will replace him. There's a couple of ways they could go about it. And I've heard a couple more people throw up even more ways. So interesting to see what Robbo does there, especially with Victor Radley. A lot of people want to see him move to 9. Personally, I think you lose too much moving him out of 13. But took a deep dive on that concept yesterday, so go back and have a listen to that one. Tyrone Peachey has been released by the Gold Coast Titans along with a couple of other fellas. Tyrone Peachey, definitely the most high-profile one out of this group, though. The Raiders are reportedly interested in signing the former Blues utility from 2022 onwards. We're hearing he will have to take a huge pay cut to join the Canberra Raiders. And look, I very highly doubt that there would be many clubs who have not spoken or considered about bringing Tyrone Peachey to their club. He's a very unique player. I don't think any system in this game would be worse off for having a guy like Tyrone Peachey in their system, even if you're, you know, the most structured club in the NRL, the Melbourne Storm. You could still get so much out of the Peach. If you're a team that is really struggling and you could chuck Peach in a key position and he's just got that X factor that you can't defend. So as much as we're talking about the Canberra Raiders talking about him, I think realistically just about every single club in the NRL would be having a conversation at some point about Tyrone Peachey. I think it'd be an interesting move for him. I don't know where they would play him realistically. I think they should be going more after a 7 personally. Whether you play him at 13, if he's out in the centres again, I'm not really sure what they do with Peach, or if he's just going to be a 14 there. But I think Peach should be a starting player somewhere. And it's another one of these ones with Tyrone Peachey where he's probably underachieved the last few years. So his back is sort of against the wall to perform at his next club. So very interesting to see where the Peach lands. Hopefully he doesn't leave the NRL. He's simply too good to leave, in my opinion. Brad Arthur over the Parramatta Eels. Big game for them this weekend, and we'll touch more on it as the next few hours go by over the next 2 days. But the Eels board have reportedly given their full support to their coach for 2022, but have made no promises beyond that season. The old board has given the full support. It's always a bit of a sign of things to come, I find. I hope I'm wrong here. I hope the Parramatta Eels are being 100% serious, but it's a thing that you hear a lot of clubs say, and then within 18 months, their coach tends to be gone. I mean, you don't hear the Melbourne Storm say that they put their full, you know, they've got full trust in Craig Bellamy and what he's doing. The fact that they have to announce that the board have given their full support, it is a bit of a worry for me. That's traditionally a bit of a red flag in rugby league. I can't remember the last time the Roosters announced that they've given their full support behind Trent Robinson either, you know. So one of those situations that'll be very interesting to see how it plays out. I think this weekend's game will be massive. I think that if Brad Arthur can manage to knock over the Penrith Panthers this week and advance to a prelim final, even if they don't win the week after, it shows that they are improving, they're heading in the right direction. So a big week coming for Brad Arthur. Speaking of Brad Arthur, his opposition, the Penrith Panthers, we mentioned, they have re-signed Moses Leota for a further 2 years. A really good signing. I'm a big fan of Leota. I think he's very underrated. I think Freddie tossed his name up as a potential Origin player a couple of years ago. I'm pretty sure it was Leota. And yeah, I don't think he'd be out of place there. I think he's a sensational player. I think that you can either start him or use him off the bench, and he's just as good at either of those roles. So Leota, I think he's a really good squad guy for this team. You could pay more for better front rowers, but value-wise, I reckon this is a real unreal signing. Johnny Asiata, we mentioned it yesterday, he has signed with the Canterbury Bulldogs for the 2022 season. Fingers crossed we can see the very best out of Asiata. I think he has been underutilized. Another guy that we spoke about on the podcast yesterday, so you go back and have a listen to that to hear our analysis on John Asiata. We actually spoke to him last night. He had a listen to the podcast. Promise me that he's going to perform as I expect him to. So high hopes for John Asiata. Wayne Bennett, he obviously doesn't have a gig next year. We're hearing that he might take over the Queensland job. Peter Vlandis has blocked Australian coach Mal Meninga from becoming a mentor for the new Maroons coach. So Wayne Bennett appears in line for a return. Obviously, you don't want the Australian coach helping out with the Queensland Maroons side. A little bit of a clash of interest there. So if they bring in a guy like Wayne Bennett, obviously he doesn't need the assistance of Mal Meninga. I think Wayne will definitely be there realistically. Matty Johns, he said the Knights cannot let their halfback sign elsewhere next season. The club must keep him. No doubt about that whatsoever. I wouldn't argue with Matty Johns in any way, shape, or form about that. I don't think anyone would. There's not many sevens in this competition you genuinely want. Mitchell Pearce, I think he's one of them. He's probably on the low end of the scale, but there's a decent gap between Mitchell Pearce and like the bottom eight halfbacks or so. So a guy that Newcastle cannot afford to let go. And realistically, if you're going to let go of a halfback, you want to be able to get someone that's better than him. I don't think the Newcastle Knights are in a position to be able to grab someone better than Mitchell Pearce. I think Pearce is going to be key to Kalen Ponga moving over the next few years as well. So his development, his gameplay, everything, I think Mitchell Pearce is crucial to Kalen Ponga, and I think he's going to play a crucial role in keeping KP at the Knights. If either of those two fall, I will expect the other one to fall and leave very soon after. So trying times for the Knights. I've got to make sure they keep all these guys. They're making all the right noises. Just got to see those actions follow up and see these two stay in Newcastle. Personally, I don't think Mitchell Pearce will finish his career in Newcastle, but more than happy to be proven wrong. Rugby league's better when Newcastle's going well, in my opinion. I think it'd be great to see them hold on to Pearcey for him to retire there and hopefully keep KP there as long as he possibly can.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.